I'm John Onorati, and today I'll be bringing you on a virtual journey of the Colosseum, broadcasted from our very own headquarters in History 105. The Roman Amphitheater is the most famous and instantly recognizable monument to have survived from the classical world, bringing in more than 5 million tourists and archaeological fanatics a year. The Colosseum in Rome is not only the largest ever built in the Roman Empire, but the largest in the whole world, considered to be one of the greatest works of Roman architecture and engineering. The Colosseum was commissioned by Emperor Vespasian and completed in 80 AD. Emperor Vespasian chose this location for a place of public congregation as the previous ruler Nero had opened up the area to excavation. While Nero took over the privately owned land to build his golden house, Vespasian devoted the Colosseum to public amusement in the interest of all social classes. Nero's construction of the golden house hurt his reputation, as he took privately owned land to build a palace for himself at the expense of others. Vespasian's dedication to the people abolished the gap between the mass of the population, the upper classes, and the royalty. Though seating arrangement was still by class, the Colosseum became a powerful symbol of interaction between the Roman emperors and their people. The inauguration of the amphitheater maxed out the seating capacity with over 50,000 in attendance for the 100 days of games, in which the people of Rome enjoyed gladiatorial spectacles and events that claimed the lives of over 9,000 animals and thousands of people alike. For public amusement, the Colosseum entertained human death until 404 AD, and combat with animals for another 100 years afterwards. After that brief journey through time, let's fast forward to 1999, where our illustration takes place. Why is it that in December of 1999, so long after the games were put to an end, that the Colosseum was being bathed in bright yellow gold light, one might ask? To celebrate the abolition of the death penalty in Albania and partake in the floodlight campaign to light up life in the Colosseum. Whenever a government abolishes capital punishment, of course. Confused yet? How did an arena used for execution of prisoners, gladiatorial fights to the death, and animal fights come to be seen as a place of peace, enjoyed by so many in the 21st century? Well, this process was a long and tumultuous one, so let's get into it. The irony of mindless tourism and the Colosseum's stance against heinous punishment came to light during the Sydney Olympic Games in 2000, just after the Colosseum began its participation in the floodlight campaign. The Australian Greek press refuted the portrayal of the Roman Colosseum that had been on Olympic medals from 1928 to 2000. The Olympics originated as Greek games, while the Colosseum was Roman and was a stadium of blood, not at all similar to the Olympic ideals of peace and brotherhood. Still, millions come from around the world every year to marvel over the magnificence of the architecture, but completely ignore the immoral purposes it once served and the feelings of disgust that should accompany it. One reason for its original function being overlooked is found in the Colosseum being one of the few remains that are well preserved enough to make a powerful and memorable icon of Rome in the modern landscape, resonating with the popular 8th century saying of, "As long as the Colossus stands, so shall Rome." Though the Colosseum can be regarded as an extraordinary feat of architecture and a symbol of Rome's indelibility, this alone does not tone down the scale of human slaughter the Colosseum endured. Finding enjoyment in visiting the site where Romans took pleasure in state-sponsored mass murders is paradoxical. Gladiatorial combat to the death and frequent Christian martyrdom by torturous deaths such as burning at the stake is an irony that archaeological magnificence alone cannot justify. Let's delve into the services of the Colosseum, held in between the time periods we've talked about so far. Though not visible any longer due to archaeological excavation, the Colosseum arena floor was a powerful intersection point between the modern religious world and the ancient. Up until a few centuries ago, there were shrines of the Stations of the Cross around the edge of the arena, circling a central cross. Excavations beginning in the late 19th century deemed it necessary to remove these Christian additions to discover more about the original Colosseum structure. But the success of Christianity establishing itself in the Colosseum was an extraordinary feat alone. The Colosseum was an infamous setting in which cruel Roman emperors oversaw and encouraged the butchery of Christian innocents for not conforming to pagan Roman gods. If they refused to denounce their religion, Christian martyrs were executed as common criminals. Sadistic emperors thought of many ways to punish and kill martyrs, for instance, brutal deaths like damnatio ad bestia, being thrown to wild beasts such as lions, or a twist on crucifixion by burning the prisoners alive while on the cross. Though appalling at the time, the amphitheater games and intolerance towards Christians eventually came to an end as moral treatment became more prevalent. Fast forwarding to the Renaissance period, a potent link between Christianity and the Colosseum is created out of the suffering that was endured. After centuries of little use, Christianity moved in on the Colosseum. In the 16th century, the amphitheater was placed under supervision of the Salvatore Confraternity Society, who then consecrated the arena, placed carvings of Christ over the entrances, and built three chapels within. Benedict XIV followed their lead and installed inscriptions on the walls, intended to permanently define the monument as the site of Christian victory over paganism. In the exact location where gladiators and beasts had once tortured the religion as a whole, the stage was set to bring the story of Christ to life in a remarkable way, a Christian resurrection scene over the deteriorating area. The Colosseum shows the struggle of the Christian faith in establishing itself in its early history, a concrete representation of the moral victory of Christianity by outlasting the errors of the pagan past can be seen, and shows the religion's triumph over its persecutors. In the success of Christianity in the Colosseum comes a beautiful display of prosperity from hard work and how hardships pay off. By the religion that was persecuted most in Roman times achieving success, some of the hardships that Christianity faced in the Colosseum can be overseen for the holy place the Colosseum represented. Though the actions that took place in the early years of the Colosseum can in no way be erased or justified for their extremely immoral nature, it becomes easier to see why there is a lack of animosity towards the Colosseum. If the Colosseum is viewed for its positive aspects, in producing fantastic architectural achievement for its time, and religious success with moral values prevailing, it is a place that should in fact be revered and enjoyed, but the suffering that took place to make it what we consider one of the seven wonders of the world cannot be completely disregarded. Thank you for joining us today. Next time, we will investigate the significance of the placement of the Roman amphitheater and why other colosseums were built on the outskirts of cities, while the Roman Colosseum was centralized, allowing it to be both literally and symbolically the heart of Rome.